Good evenings.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. How is one?
I'm all right.
Apparently, we're live. We are live now. It told me so.
Exciting times. Hi, Kelly. Yes. Hi, Harry. Hi, Digger. Fresh meat. Blackbeard. Rage. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. We've got some news tonight. It's actually quite exciting.
We've got lots of news.
LandNav Challenge. I can't read. Apparently, Matthew, James C. Hello, hello.
Evening.
Everyone is flooding in. Now, here's a little bit of a test, Andy. I'm on Wi-Fi at the moment, so I can plug it in. But apparently, my Wi-Fi is faster than my cabled speed. So if it does start to duck out, someone let me know, and I will whack the old cable back in. See how that goes.
Right, lovely. Yep.
after last week's adventures of fun.
Debacle.
Oh, you can tell, James. All right, okay, hang on. Let me fix it already. 2 seconds, I'll come back. I'm still here, Andy. I'm just going to mute the camera so not everyone can see me fanning about.
I thought it was working rather well. But obviously not.
All right. And I'm back. There we go.
Hey.
Right, so we're obviously talking about cooking systems tonight. We are unfortunately missing our esteemed colleague, Mr. the Punished One, Lance. He can't be here tonight. So
you know what we should
with
do?
Work commitments.
Yeah, you know what we should do when one of us is missing. Just have our picture, just put there.
Well, we could do that.
Yeah. Moving forward,
I was going to go down the route of getting cardboard cutouts and then
just having them behind us.
We'll get cardboard cutouts. We'll get two of each of us, and then we'll split them between the other two. And then,
I'm not sure if I could deal with you and Mike cardboard cutouts. You and Lance cardboard cutouts in my house. I think that'd be.
Hi James. Hi from the three of us. Mike, I've sent you a picture on Messenger.
Maybe it's of Lance.
Rage says, are you doing a whole episode on Trangia?
Trangia!
So pretty much. I do have my Trangia. Got my Trangia here. That is on the list of things to talk about. But should we roll into some news?
Yes, let's do some exciting news.
Let's do some news.
I take my gun and I go, pew, 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 pew!
News.
Right, news. Andy, you want to start? I'm just getting the picture that James sent us because it's quite sweet, and I think we should show it. So I've just got to work out how to do internet shit to make that work. So
okay, no, that's fine.
You start. So,
yeah, I'll start. So we have lots of news. The first bit of news is that loading? I don't know why it's not loading. I'm frozen.
I think you killed my computer trying to load it up. We're here.
That's all right. It was me that died. Shifty Rifts has been confirmed. The dates for it are the 25th, 26th of May. We will be there with a stall, from my understanding. So we'll Empire Airsoft with guests, which is quite exciting. I think obviously Whitesphere Tactical are going to be there as well, and we are definitely going to be there, so come along. It's going to be a wicked event. And just before that, we're going to have Tony Whitmarsh on as well, on the 3rd of the 4th.
Yep, 3rd of April.
I think it was 3rd of April. To have a chat with us, go through what's going to be going on there. So that'll be a good interview. So join us then as well.
Sorry, I was just checking it was the 3rd of April because I blindly followed your internet.
I was like,
oh, better just check that one.
Do you want to go through the possible tour that we're thinking of doing?
So on the build up, this is something that we've been discussing for a little while, actually. On the build-up to Shifter Riffs and essentially other events in the future, which we'll come on to in a second, we're going to be doing a bit of a tour of airsoft sites. We want to come and meet you and say hello and potentially scare you in real life as opposed to just on the internet. So basically, if you have an airsoft site that you would like to you know, suggest, recommend, or a site or a company or anything like that that you think it'll be quite cool, you should come check it out. Anywhere in the UK, please don't start suggesting New Zealand, Australia, anything like that. We don't have the budget for that.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, but if you want to suggest something, let us know, and then we can potentially pop around. Sell Hearts Airsoft from Grady Buffalo.
Yeah,
that's on the list. So yeah, let us know, and we'll pop over, say hello. If you've got any questions, whatever, it might just be fun to have a little bit of, you know, a bit of a pew out and about. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I've blindly committed to this as an idea. I don't know if I can make it personally.
No, well, some of us might be there, some of us might not be. The idea behind it is to drum the band a little bit for...
Drum the band?
Strum the band.
Bang the drum!
That's the one.
Bang the drum! We're not drumming anyone.
I guess this bit of news.
Yes,
we have.
Which we don't, unfortunately, have a fancy graphic.
We haven't. We haven't got that. So many of you know that last year, the November Foxtrot team ran a intro into Milsim, and we with the feedback that we got, we've decided to do another one. So this one is going to be the NOFO Milsim experience.
We can't legally call it training.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give everyone a few seconds, get your calendars out, get your pen out, pens and paper out, and the dates for that will be the 3rd of August. You will be allowed to arrive on site on the 2nd of August after 5 o'clock, unfortunately, and it is at Rift Airsoft Abingdon, or Redcon 2, as they call it. Due to it being an MOD site, we have a limited opening period on the Friday because they like to play on the field as well. But we will be there setting up and stuff a little bit earlier. Unfortunately, due to time restrictions, we have to close the gates at a certain time. But that's going to be confirmed. And also, as well, on the Sunday, Rift are holding their normal skirmish day, which we are hoping to secure discounts for everyone who turns up. It's going
to
be...
You don't have to play on the Sunday if you don't want to.
You don't have to.
The premise is that if you, you know, after a day of hardcore Milsim experience, you fancy getting your blap on the next day, then hopefully... The idea being is that you can camp overnight and you're there bright and early in the morning for a bacon butty or something like that, and then you can just roll off onto the airsoft field with a bit of a discount. So there you go. There's lots of other exciting things as well that we've got planned. Like this is we've taken the intro to Milsim and then we've timed it by like 1.3 for the next one. So it's you know,
so
we're pushing it up there.
Well, I'm going to tell them now what we've got planned. Just so people can get more interested in it. So we are going to be looking at a vehicle introduction experience that will be run by one of our trainers. And that will be how to stop a vehicle, how to take out HVT out of a vehicle stop. We will also have... And how to defend, yep. We will have a CQB course. If any of you have played at Abingdon, you know that there's a nice little CQB section, so we can get some proper CQB training in. We've got actually some proper land navigation courses going on. And also as well, I've forgotten what it was going to... I think it was a fixed... a mobile assault to a fixed position. I can't remember the wording of it.
It's basically doing like army stuff.
Yeah, army stuff. So any of you that went to last year's one, you know that we do try to put a lot of effort into it. And with the feedback that you guys gave in regards to wanting more time on the training, we're looking at basically each section is going to have a 2-hour section or of training for each section. And then they will stop for lunch, but there'll be no shooty. Because obviously we've coincided it with Rift. You can have your shooty on the Sunday for them. This will purely be an experience. I keep going to say the T word. The T word is banned.
We might be able to set up a range and stuff like that, but yeah, it's not going to be. So last year we tried to, if you didn't attend last year, we tried to mix it up with a sandwich almost, in terms of we've got some nice meaty filling in the middle in terms of some various experiences that people can attend and kind of learn from or enjoy. I don't know if you can learn from experience, and then basically throw in some opportunities to kind of run that later in the day. The stuff later in the day, I think everyone was so knackered. And then it got really confusing as to who was attached to who and stuff like that. So with the combat bits and pieces in terms of the shooting, we've probably got some of that within some of the elements, but it's not going to be like a battle sim at the end of the day, basically.
No.
We don't have a ticket website up yet, Harry. This is hot off the press. All the branding and bits and pieces have come out within the next couple of weeks. We're sort of focusing on Op Phoenix at the moment.
Yeah. But we wanted to get the dates out as quickly as possible, as soon as we had confirmation, so you guys can book in as well or put it in your diaries. There are going to be limited numbers. I think with the experience courses that we're doing, I think we're probably going to be roughly hitting about only 100 people for this event. So we will obviously make it all public when the tickets go through. Our Buy Me a Coffee subscribers will be getting priority for it because of the contributions that they've been giving us throughout the years that we've been doing this. So as a thank you, they will be getting a few days priority.
Discounts on that as well.
Yeah.
So the different bands that we have on the Buy Me a Coffee, there'll be different levels of thank you, because we're very, very bad providing opportunities to say thank you. So hopefully we can provide you with some perk by this by doing this, basically.
Yes.
So.
And as Phil Dunn said, it is it's not training, it's a learning experience. But yeah, hopefully for the people that attended last year, they'll give you some feedback and things. By all means, jump over to the Rift Airsoft site. We will only be advertising this on the Rift Facebook page and our page. So it'll be for the people that listen to us and obviously the Rift members as well. Unfortunately, because this is a NOFO run event, we can't transfer any discounts over to Rift members, I'm afraid, although it is with us, but even if so, you still will be eligible for any discounts that we can get on the Saturday, on the Sunday.
I'm not 100% sure what that meant. If you're a Rift member, you can't get a discount on the discount, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Cool. That's fine. Harry said only 100. That's much more than the last cast event. Last event. It is a lot more. We only had 20 people at the last one. I mean, we say 100 tickets. Whether we sell 100 tickets, who knows? But that's basically our
that would be our maximum. Yeah.
I think the capacity of the last one was 30.
Yes.
From memory. So.
Yeah. But yeah, it's in August this year as well. So fingers crossed, it might be a little bit more sunnier for us. There will be camping. So if you wanted to test out kit and things like that, this is the time and place to do it as well. We understand that there will be experiences that you guys might not be interested in, but we have organized the trainers.
It's going to be done in a NOFO way, so hopefully if that means anything to anybody, that's a good thing. I mean, we'll also have some other bits and pieces as well. So we've got catering on site for the Saturday night,
If we get enough people.
If we get enough people.
But there'll be food. There'll be food. You're not going to stop.
There'll be food. we're going to be doing some show and tell bits and pieces as well. So
yes,
we'll have
definitely
sort of a little area for sort of camp setups and stuff like that. So it's not just purely a experience thing and then you're kind of left to just fend for yourselves. We'll be having a bit more of a social in the evening as well. So we sort of try and go with like the kind of the food barbecue type thing. So yeah, it should be a good, should be good fun.
Yeah, lovely. Reem Geezer, welcome. And said we'd definitely be interested in going. Just keep tabs on our social and the Rift Facebook page that we posted the advertisement for this show on. And that will be they are going to be the two main places that we're going to advertise, and on our website, of course. Once me and Mike sort out our lives.
Right, actually, Austin things. Says, are we able to post this around our socials also, or is it just allowed on the Rift and NoFo? So, yeah, you can.
You can share. It's just the advertisements for it will only be on the Rift or NoFo socials. But if you want to share that on.
Where else would they be out of interest? Because we didn't share it anywhere else last time.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it could be
just,
anywhere.
Just out of interest.
But you can share it. Everyone else can share it. Yeah. I don't mind. It's just that I'm being lazy. That's basically what it is.
We're not going to be putting it in the Daily Mail. That's what Andy's saying.
But it might be on our OnlyFans account. We don't know yet.
There you go. Should be good fun.
I'm proper looking forward to it. We've got some wicked courses. We've got some wicked trainers. Lined up. It'll be really good, I think. And hopefully we'll be able to get some more people interested into the MilSim side of things.
Which is ultimately what we're all about.
Yeah. So if you haven't done a MilSim before or anything, this is a really good way of seeing what sort of kit people run, talking to like-minded individuals about where to start. Obviously you can always look at our older videos and things like that. I think we'll probably be touching just before on how to get into Mil Sims or Battle Sims, because I know Rift have got a Battle Sim on the 30th of March, which tempted but couldn't make it because I'm at the JBG one, I think. Or was that our weekend? Can't remember. But yeah, if you're not doing anything on the 30th.
But thank you to Rift genuinely for hosting us.
Because, massively.
And I hope to give everyone a bit of context, we can't afford the insurance to run these events fundamentally. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of money for us to do that. All the money that we make just goes back into paying for the podcast and buying, you know, stickers and stuff that we can give you and kind of trying to do that basically.
And...
So we don't make any money from this. So it's very hard to earn any money, basically. We're not trying to earn money. But to run an events company, that's not really what we want to be doing. We're sort of trying to dip our toe into it a little bit just from the perspective of we've had some cool ideas for an event. We're not starting an events company, just to clarify. If you want good events companies, you've got, you know, Rift doing their stuff. You've got Octodefiant. There's all these companies out there that are so much better running events than we are.
But this is just an experience.
But we're trying to kind of do our experience, trying to kind of bring people together to learn about MilSim and kind of get into that. And our kind of MilSim event, we're just trying something a little bit new that we've talked a lot about running events. So we're trying to just have a go. And that's what we're doing. And that's
which really, I have appreciate. Done nothing with. I've gone, you two can sort that. I'm going to sort out.
I've got my clozapine.
Yeah, see, don't even know about that. That has no reference to me whatsoever.
Oh dear. Yeah. Hi, Will. Thanks for joining. Gunnar Ross. Hi, handsome men from the battery. Lance says hello as well. Hi, Lance.
Hello, Lance. Where are you? You're late.
Yeah. Right, Ray says, for us normal people not on Facebook, where will we see it? It will be on our Instagram. It'll be on the website.
And it'll be on our website. Yeah.
You will hear about it. It will be out there.
And so, we will message you directly, Rage, because we love you. And we want you to attend.
Phil says, live stream for the learning experience. Maybe. Maybe if we can. Work that one out. We could possibly do something. No?
Well, everyone will be carrying weapons.
Not if we do it in a tent.
This is us at the experience. You can't see nothing other than the tent around us.
Fresh meat. Can I get a foot rub? If you want. I'm not very good at them, but I'll give it a go. Cool. Ray says, thank you, Andy.
No worries, mate.
Trungia!
Right. Hello, Rich. Hi, Ricky.
Oh, they're all joining.
Pin and show us what it does. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, do it.
Actually, a lighter. One of them's a lighter. The other one's just a mock dummy grenade. I don't know how much I can actually show on screen. But for the event we got this weekend, we are trialing a new... Well, not really a new thing. Some events run it anyway. So Red Smokes being a fire kind of incendiary device. So we've got something called Clardapine in this game, which is a yellow...
We got one. So people can't see this, but we have a live chat on the right hand side of the screen, and obviously all your comments pop up. So we have Facebook, YouTube, which is our main, and then we have Twitch. And occasionally Twitch come along and they give us some amazing spam, and I get really for some reason I get really excited because it means that someone has taken the time to go, you guys have got no viewers. Do you fancy promoting it? So I'm like, yeah, why not?
Right, let's crack on. So the bit of news, the other thing I want to show, this was the photo that James sent in. So the Marys and their lovely newborn. I apologize. I don't actually know if it's a boy or a girl off the top of my head.
Sorry,
James.
Yeah, sorry, James. But
yeah.
Congratulations.
But congratulations, genuinely, to you both. That's absolutely wicked. So Mike or Michaela is a good name, just saying. Right, let's should we end the
Andy
news?
Bob's a brilliant name for all sexes.
Oh, it's a boy, Oscar.
Oh, Oscar. Oh,
that's cool. Yeah.
Well, welcome, Oscar.
Mike or Andy, but yeah. Never mind.
Welcome to Oscar, the newest member of the NoFo family.
I'll tell you what, James, send me a message after the show with your address and I will send you something. I'll send you something.
Here
Anna
we go.
Says, can we wish Patrick, aka Land Nav Challenger, happy belated birthday, wishing him a smashing weekend. May he protect Mike from the evil top knot.
The bearded boys are going to be after him. Well, congratulations, Pat. Hope you had a wonderful birthday. Yeah. 26 right. suits you, mate. Pew, 26 pew, suits pew,
pew. Right, we've got a lot to get through in terms of cooking systems. So let's start. Shall we?
I haven't, because I've packed all mine.
No, that's fine. I've got them all, and then we can talk about them.
He's looking after
so
me
what, do, what do you want to start with, Andy? Should we start with the classic, or do you want to go?
Let's go. Let's leave Trange till about halfway through, I think. Okay. Let's go.
Right,
let's
well,
go bog standard. Let's go bog standard. What are you getting in a ration pack?
Ooh, bog standard. Right. Okay.
Bog standard.
So
let's start.
Bog
at the
standard.
Bottom.
Yeah. Bog standard. I want to talk about the. So gas systems are predominantly the ones that most airsofters use. Mm-hmm. You get the little can of propane or butane, anything like that. You know, you get your little gas can, and then there's a number of different. Systems that you can buy that then clip onto the top of those. So this is a Coleman little mini burner that I've got in my hands at the moment. So you can kind of see how small that compacts to. You can attach that all together and it forms your burner system. I apologize. I should have done this before starting the show. There you go. So that's the burner system that attaches to your GAN. And then you've got your little, got your heat basically for doing your cooking. Now, you'll need a pot to go with these. So there's two different kind of systems, I guess you could go with for your pot. The first bog standard one is going to be your mess tins. So, you know, good quality mess tins will last you pretty much forever. I've had this one for maybe 15 years now. They come in a set, typically.
They're indestructible.
One stacks. Well, they're not indestructible because I've destroyed one before, but I think that was a poor quality mess tin. You can get
plastic.
Them. So no, they are metal, but sometimes you get them and they're a little bit thin, or like the quality of the metal is quite poor.
Right, yeah.
But little mess tin, anything like that, you know, you can use these for a plate. You can do all sorts of stuff. I know it's filthy. It's well used. the dirt on the inside is actually a rat pack whatever was written on the outside of the rat pack stuck to the bottom of my ice tin, and it's never come off. So, yeah, but I mean, you can. I use these as a pair. One fits inside the other. You can put the smaller one in the other way around, so it almost acts like a storage container as well. So I've got typically in there my my little burner system, and so everything will fit in there. But recent discoveries within the last 2 years are the Stanley. So if you're aware of the Stanley trigger system flask that we rant about all the time, Stanley also produced this little cup set. So it's a little pot like that, comes with a lid. You also get two little plastic cups that can fit on the inside. Immediately got rid of those. And then you can fit a gas canister and your burner in there as well. He says, you can, maybe not that one, but you can get the small gas canisters. You can get those. That's awkward. The small gas canister you can get this in these fans. This is a slightly different shape one. You can see it's not your kind of typical one.
But it still fits in the top. Mike, you still use that as your lid, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'm just going to go get it quickly. Hang on.
Oh, that's kind of frustrating.
Do you use a gas system, Addy?
So I tend not to. I tend to be FRHs or... Actually, to be fair, I 90% of the time, I just use the FRHs. Right. Because I've got water on me. Why faff around with extra weight when it's just a bag? That's my personal preference. Although this weekend I'm going to be trying the flexi stove out for the first time, so I'm interested to see how that goes, but we'll touch on that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll come on to that one. So the FRH, in case you don't know, is a flameless ration heater. So these are a plastic bag, which is annoyingly the one thing I didn't get.
So I've got it, but I need to unpack it.
They're basically a little bag that contains a chemical element that you pour water on. That heats up, immediately starts generating quite a lot of heat. They're not the best at heating things up. They're good in a pinch, in my opinion. But you have to be really careful with making sure you're mixing the food around and kind of trying to get that heat to spread evenly across your meal. There is a
knack to them. The one thing that I've found personally is, because obviously I use them a lot, is if you really wanted something to be super hot, just open two packets and put the other packet put two heater elements into one bag. That and half get your food hot, and gets it hot quickly. When you add your water, put a little bit of salt in there as well. Get one of your salt packets out of your MRE and just pour it in there. And it does increase the burn efficiency. So they get a lot hotter a lot quicker. Also, as well, having them almost like less than 45. I don't really know. Like sort of that sort of angle to the floor. And have your heating element sort of in the middle, so it's heating up the water. That works quite well.
But yeah, they're not bad. I mean, if you are, I find them particularly good if you haven't got them in the day sack or something like that. And you're going out on a long patrol and you're like, right, we're probably going to be wanting lunch about kind of halfway through the patrol or whatever. We might sort of, you know, rest up somewhere and we're just going to grab a bit of food. Or a static position, like if you're at Longmoor and you're going to be taking a building or whatever like that, and you've just got a period of downtime, you want some food, you know, you've got the opportunity, you can slide a pouch inside those nice and quick. But as Rich said there, you know, it doesn't make you a brew.
But I'm all right because I don't drink hot drinks.
Yeah.
Which is one thing, which is why it works better for me than most other people, because I don't have hot drinks. I literally just drink water while I'm out. Out playing. I might have a sneak sachet, but no hot liquids. So for me, I don't have to take that extra bit of water for a cup of coffee. I don't have to take a full burn system or anything at all. And I don't have to take up another pocket on my Bergen or add that. I know they're not super heavy, but that extra little bit of weight that you have to have for like one of the gas systems or something, which is why I'm quite interested to see how the flexi stove works.
Yeah, well, I'll show you that one in a second because I've got that here.
Yeah.
Let me just run back quickly to my my Stanley system, the Stanley Cup. Nice. So yeah, this is the more typical size can, and that one goes in there no problem at all. So you can fit that in there. You've got extra space in there for your gas burner as well. So if you go with a little sort of mini thing like this, this one's Coleman, but you can get them from MSR. I think there's one on like Amazon for like £10, which is proper dinky. So if you want like a little burner system and like that, then you can do that with those. Another little side thing that you might get. So if you have a remote burner system, so, and by that, I mean, it attaches to the can via hose. You have a hose and then you have like a lower profile plate. You can buy gas can covers. So for anyone that's tried using gas in the winter, they can get quite cold.
Isn't that the same as your toilet roll holder?
It's very similar to the toilet roll holder, to be fair. But you can buy a little cover. So this is just an insulating blanket that effectively sits around the outside of your gas can. You can zip that up, and then that keeps that warm. But what I wouldn't do is use this with a burner directly on top, because you will melt if you're not careful, the top of the actual cover.
Have you tried this?
I haven't tried this, but I've seen someone do it. And it immediately made me think, well, that was silly. if you kind of get an idea with the cooker there, you know, your main heat is only maybe like an inch or two away from the top of that. So that's going to melt. But they do work quite well if you've got the remote hose system. So I highly recommend that. Right. The other type of gas that I wanted to mention is your all-in-one stove systems. So this is a wind. I can't remember the name of it. Wind burner. This is the wind burner by MSR. You can get a load of different types of these. You've got your fire maples, jet boils. Again, there was some really random brand for £15-20 on Amazon.
There's some odd ones on Amazon.
Cook pot, basically. So I'll just show you this quickly. I'll take this one apart and show you.
Oh, look. Downward view, people.
Yeah. So this contains your burner head, something like that as well. You've got your space for a gas can in. I've gone very white all of a sudden. That's your burner head. That goes on top of your gas can, like so. And then you can put your pot on top of that. And that is effectively your cook system set up. You probably want a pair of legs. So this one comes with a pair of legs. I'm not sure all brands do. I'm pretty certain that Jetboil do. If you are after a decent pair of legs, and by decent, I don't mean in terms of it's not being snobby at all. So this is kind of a standard setup for a pair of legs that you might have. They're not too bad, but MSR, as a separate purchase, do an extended profile set of legs. So you can see the difference in terms of the span there. You have a little retention clip that's spring loaded, and you also have the option that you can peg that down as well. So you can just about see the peg points on the ends there. So if you really want a good stable platform, I would highly recommend this. It's annoying that these then don't fit in anything else. That's quite frustrating. So you won't be able to include that in your all-in-one pot system. That most likely has to sit in a separate thing, but good pair of legs. sorry, that amused me. Good pair of legs is obviously quite important. So the other thing, lighting these, you get two different ways of lighting a. See, Ryan says can't take Mike serious when he keeps talking about a decent pair of legs. oh, there we go, Rage. Thanks, Rage. Rage says fire maple and jet ball both come with legs. Most fire maples also come with a pot stand too. Jet boils, you have to buy the pot stand. So, there you go.
Rage is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to cooking.
Well, I was going to say, so I know that the jet boils, most of the models of the jet boils have the piezoelectric ignition clickers on them.
What?
One of the reasons that I bought this one, funnily enough, was because it didn't have it. There was a number of people that said the clickers were out. And then in my mind, it was like, well, I don't want something to wear out on this personally. But you can also buy separate clicker systems. So this is I don't want to sound like I'm an MSR snob. Can you see my desk? It's just littered with cooking equipment. I don't want to seem like I'm an MSR snob, because I'm really not. I just managed to pick this one up cheap, but this is an MSR electro piezoelectric ignition system. So it's literally just a little click button, and that will allow you to light things as well. But you can never go wrong with a little lighter or anything like that, or matches as well. So you, you know, you've got your options there. So that's your gas systems, basically. So I don't know if I've missed any gas systems, but
there's probably some out there that we haven't heard of. Do you not find the jet balls and the MSR systems and the fire maples, do you not find them a tad noisy?
Oh, yes. They are not quiet systems. So, no, so the, I mean, the jet boil ultimately sounds like a jet because it is a jet. Mm-hmm. You know, all the gas systems are pretty similar. They are quite noisy. If you are needing to stealthily cook something, I would not use a gas system as a whole, because they work on the principle of a pressurized gas obviously coming out of the cylinder. Mm-hmm. You're burning that, and if you've ever used a gas hob, it sounds exactly like that. That's effectively what you've created. If you want stealth systems, you're probably better off going with a non-gas system, which we can move on to a second. But yeah, I wouldn't use it in a stealthy way. Mm-hmm. But it's quick. That's the real difference. It's quick. You know, if you need to put it out, you literally just turn the gas off, and then that's it. Pretty much extinguished. Whereas with a more sort of traditional flame setup or anything like that, you've obviously got the risk of, is it out? Is it not out? Type thing. And that's what scares me most about the Trandra, I'm not going to lie, because you've got this little thing of fuel that you effectively kill it by just covering it up. And that worries me.
Why does it worry you? Like, that's just normal though, isn't it? That's just...
Yeah, I know. I get that. But it still worries me.
I suppose you're one of these people that don't put out candles with their fingers.
No, I use a full fire extinguisher.
Die!
Rage says jet boil do a double ring burner called the base camp, which is perfect for a team of people in a fixed position, but they are very expensive. He also says jet boil clickers are known to die. So I don't know if they die, interestingly, because of the proximity to the heat. I have a sneaky suspicion that because it's right next to the heat, over time these things will fail a little bit more because they are being ignited. Oh,
they're
not ignited, but they're regularly having to deal with hot and cold, and whether that's wearing them out or not, I don't know. But anywho, right, I'll tell you what, let's go on to the BCB system now. So this is one is being employed this weekend at Op Phoenix by a couple of people, because they have asked me for some extra Dragon Fuel tabs. As you can see, this is a very small system, you know, not too bad at all. These fold out. I haven't used this one in a while. These fold out, and then inside you can store a Dragon Fuel block, which is your fuel, and then you typically get a wind brace as well. These are incredibly cheap to buy. I think I bought this for like 50p off Prepper Shop. You know, they usually have a big stock in, stuff like that. So you get your little windshield, you can attach that onto the side like so. If you want to buy two, I would actually recommend buying two for the principle of you can have two windshields, then you can have one either side. You don't need one either side, but it gives you the option if you've got a lot of wind going on. Not having one in means that you actually have your little stove opening. You can have your little stove in there, so you can actually feed fuel in to while you're cooking. But if you're using Dragon Fuel or anything like that, I think this one's called Fire Dragon, which is a green and clean solid fuel. It's a lightweight and waterproof, environmentally friendly fuel, quick and easy to ignite with a fast boil time. Do not eat. So.
That reminds me. I haven't actually put any fuel in my bag for next weekend. For this weekend.
I've got some spare. I can bring you if you like.
That's all right. I've got some downstairs. I just forgot to put it. I'm glad we're doing this show now, because I'd be really annoyed if I'm there and gone, right, well, I can't cook anything now.
With the little kind of proper fire, obviously, if you run out of fuel, say you run out of Dragon Fuel, and that, you can obviously use natural environment, sticks, twigs and things like that, so you can actually feed that. I know Lance is quite an advocate of these sorts of systems, purely for that reason. If he runs out of gas, he doesn't want to be sitting there not being able to cook.
No.
So that's why these are quite good. I have one
That's
of these.
Why he's growing out his top knot. That's what it is. Natural fuel for when it when he runs out. Just cut a bit off.
I have one of these in my car as well. So if I ever need, if I break down or anything like that, I can heat up some water. Basically, they take up such little space. You know, they're nice and safe. Pair of matches, packet matches, something like that. You know, and then so your cook pot then just sits on the top of that, like so. So that's probably one of the lowest profile forms of cooking that I personally own.
And to be fair,
like lower than the Challenger.
You'd be surprised how quickly that warms up the water as well. Like, it's not as quick as a jet boil, and personally, I don't think it's as quick as the Flemish ration heater for heating up food. But yeah, you get that boiling it and off, it's pretty quick. Like, you'd be surprised.
I mean, this is the other benefit as well. You're obviously when you're on a milsim. I mean, let's just broaden the subject. So when you're outside cooking, you're going to be cooking probably one of two things. So you're either heating up pre-made food in a bag, or we'll call that boiling water, because you're effectively just boiling the water. So you're either cooking pre-made food in a bag to heat those sachets and pouches up, or you're pouring that water into something that's like freeze-dried to, you know, to mix in on that front. So that's kind of your water element, or you're actually cooking. So if you've got a frying pan or anything like that, you're actually cooking sausages, steak, beans. I don't know. I was trying to make that all inclusive to vegetarians as well. Gluten free. I don't know. With a non gas system where you're not just boiling water, you can obviously, you know, with this one for example, you can cook anything on that. So you can use your mess tin. You can use it as a little frying pan. There's a variety of different things that you can use these for. But as Rage says, Rich says, fuck no, not the BCB hexi cooker. Rage says, my thoughts exactly, Richard. By the time that you've boiled your cup of water, you've already been discharged. he's also said that as long as there's no wind whatsoever, they're okay. They are horrible things. Horrible, horrible things. You're on mute, Andy, by the way.
So for anyone that is maybe new to the show, Rage and Richard have experience with certain items, and there are certain items that they do not like.
Well, Ryan's chipped in as well. I'd never go back to the hex cooker. You could die of boredom and wait for it to heat up. and he said you can't use it inside as well. So you do have to be careful with these. But yeah, so basically that is a system that you can use that's quite cheap. We'll go on now to the Challenger.
Challenger!
No, you should really cover the flexi stove after that one.
Oh, I guess so. Well, I mean, you can use
it's the same sort of system. Oh, yeah, you can, I suppose. Yeah.
So this is the flexi stove. This is a product that was developed for use. I believe it was the British Army.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they ended up adopting them. I'm not 100% sure why, but it is for all intents and purposes, it is a flat panel of some space age fabric that you can open up and it forms your stove. So that is your stove system right there. I don't know what the hell they've made this out of. It's nigh on indestructible to fire. It gets dirty and stuff like that. Mine hasn't been used as much as it should have, which is why it's almost nigh on pristine. Lance's has shown a lot more usage. But they've got a cool few little features. So you can see at the bottom of there, you've got your trying to show this, that kind of panel at the bottom. You can put your dragon fuel on. You can use that like that. If you've got a Challenger or anything like that, you can also put those in there. So you can use that as a kind of a mounting.
There you go.
So you can use that to kind of hold that up and kind of trap the heat in. So you can use it as a windshield. Mm. There's a lot of different things that you can do with these. You can cook, you know, use sticks and foliage and stuff like that. Kind of natural vegetation to as a fuel source. So they're pretty good. They are also designed very well to work with the BCB Crusader Cup system. So the reason for that slot there on the back of it is that you can slide your cup. And annoyingly, I don't have the cup. It's frustrating. But you can slide your cup into that. That almost forms, you know, quite a reasonable seal on the top of there in terms of heating up your water and everything like that. So it's, you know, trapping mine's the heat really where tight. You need it to heat up. And then if you ever get a problem with it getting stuck in there, they also provide you this little nice heat-proof tab. So you can hold that, pull your cup out. So they've thought about everything on that one. So I don't know why they didn't adopt it. In my mind, it's quite a cool little bit of kit.
Probably cost.
Quite probably. Sorry, I was just reading. There's a lot of comments about Tranger, so we'll come back to those in a second. But yeah, they're a good little bit kit. Lance swears by these. I've never used one from the perspective of a meal sim. I've only ever used this a couple of times just out
I'm
in the woods.
I'm going to use mine this weekend. Trying it out. Looking forward to it.
Well, Andy, feedback next week.
I will do. I will feedback.
See how you get on. I didn't eat. I was starving.
Yeah. Nothing worked. I went and joined Op 4 instead. I heard they were having steak.
Right. So that's we've covered gas. We've covered kind of the natural fuel systems for the most common ones you like to use. One other one I did want to share, and this was actually a present that my brother bought me for Christmas last year.
The mini barbecue.
Little mini barbecue. So this is you can tell I've used this a lot. This is a little kind of collapsible barbecue system. So you can basically, it completely folds apart, and I'll pull it apart in a second once I've shown you. But you can use this as a little mini grill. You've got a grill plate that sits on the top of there, a little mesh so you can actually cook on that as well.
It's basically a posh BCB, isn't it?
It is. It is. For all intents and purposes, it's not really too hugely dissimilar. No. But it folds down, so if I pull that apart very quickly.
Excuse the noise. Most considerate people would have muted themselves.
Yeah, well, I could have done, but I wanted you to get the full immersive experience. Yeah. So there you go. It folds down to probably about, 5-10 mil in thickness. And then you're pretty much looking at the size of the actual grill space on top. So it's a little kind of mini barbecue. I would say that's probably meal sim proficient. Yeah. If you're not going to be taking bagged food, something like that, or you want to be eating actual food out in the field for whatever reason, that gives you the opportunity to do so.
To be fair,
there is nothing better in my mind than proper like food cooked outside rather than just
your mess tin. That will fit on that, wouldn't it? Like that will heat up the whole thing.
Enough. Yeah. Sorry, like,
It's not much bigger than a mess tin. Well, look at that. That'd heat.
Yeah. You can heat your mess tin. I mean, you could make toast if you wanted to. There's all sorts of things you could do with this one. So we're not going to cover portable barbecues, as Rich is saying, but yeah, little sort of barbecue options, anything like that, you know, it gives you the opportunity that you can cook more elaborate meals if you really wanted to. Foie gras and...
bacon chips and...
You get a little bag with these as well, so it fits into the actual. The bags is quite a lot bigger than the actual.
Nicely
thing,
camouflaged.
But, yeah, there you go. Right, so that ends my realm on flamed stuff. In terms of like
flamed stuff. How else do you eat like stuff?
Anything, well, no, but anything that's not like petrol based or whatever, like. Yeah, professionals as ever. There's two products I'd like to talk about now, which is the Tranger.
Tranger!
And the Descatis kind of Tranger version as well, which we'll talk about in a second. So this is the Tranger. This was very, very kindly donated to me by one of our listeners. So thank you ever so much for that. Literally just went, what's your address? I'm going to send you something, and then gave me a Tranger. So thank you. So it is a pot in which you basically place some flammable liquid. You tend to use methylated spirits or meth spirits, white spirits.
Yeah, white spirit. Methylated.
Don't
use white spirit. I suppose you can, but it just stinks, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, it would be smelly, and I got those the wrong way around. I wasn't quite sure which one you would use. But you can basically fill your pot up with that. It comes with a lid that you can screw it all down so that's nice and secure. So it's not going to go anywhere. Another option as well is you can store fuel in one of these. This is the Tranger I call it the fire extinguisher, but it's literally the antithesis of the fire extinguisher. This is full of fuel that they put it in. It's got a little safety valve system on top as well to sort of stop leaking when you're carrying it about. But yeah, you can get these in red or olive drab. So you've got a few little things.
I was going to say, red is probably not the wisest thing. Red is normally for putting like fire extinguishers for like putting out fires. If you grabbed that by mistake and threw that on the fire, you'd be really pissed off with yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Nice one, Tranger.
So the idea of this is that you light the top, and then you know your flame is effectively coming out from the center there. You can get this piece as well. So this is a little plate which you can slide open. So you can adjust the effectively it's the equivalent of like adjusting the gas on your cooker. So you're sort of controlling the how much is burning at any one time, basically, or how much heat you're getting out of it. I guess you're not really controlling the burn per se, but well, yeah,
you are a bit, aren't you? You're controlling.
Yeah,
because that's how you put it.
Yeah,
out
but
as
I
well,
think so. I think the whole thing is still a light under there, but you're not getting obviously as much heat coming out because you're not going to be getting direct flame coming out through the plate. So the plate would warm up, but yeah. By the way. So you get these little kits as well, and Tranger systems. You can buy the Tranger burner, which is that bit on its own, up to like the full cook system that they do. So you can have like all the integrated pots and pans and bits and pieces like that. But there we go. Bit of advice there from Rage. With Trangers, don't put too much fuel in them, or they aren't as efficient.
There you go.
That's why you need your fire extinguisher shaped bottle of fuel.
Just pour it on top.
So but there they go. So yeah, that's the Tranger system. Again, a nice quiet cooking method. To me, I haven't really found much difference between this and the BCB system in terms of boiling water, but that might have just been because I'm quite impatient and I did them at different times of the year. I will probably do an experiment at some point to kind of.
I think Lance did one, didn't he?
I was just going to say, if you go over to Lance's YouTube channel, which for the life of me, I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. I will dig that out quickly. We'll put a link on the socials as well. He's done a comparison video between different cooking systems and the like, so you can kind of get an idea of well how they look in the field and their actual use.
It's actually a really good video.
I would dig that out. Right, the Des Catties one. So this is this was given to us by Des Catties, one of the listeners. So this is, again, very similar to a Tranger. Similar in terms of how it works. It's completely different in terms of the internals. This has a, almost like the kind of wool that you get in some of the lighters. And that is,
it's a fire retardant wool, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically, you can fill that with your fuel, and then you can light that, and then you've got a little mesh on top to kind of help distribute that and, you know, effectively put that with something like the Flexi stove again. You can place that in there, and then you've got your heat source, basically.
That's going to be my setup for this weekend.
Well, you're running one of these?
Yeah, running Des Catties. Give it a go. You gave it to us, what, 2 years ago now? I feel like I need to cook some food. with it. I feel like I need to give it a go.
Yeah. So if you're interested in the Tranger or the Des Catties version, that's Des Catties, DESKATTYS.
I think he's on
a little look up.
I think he's on Etsy and on Instagram.
Whereas Tranger's just everywhere. If you just Google Tranger, you'll find those. I mean they've got
Tranger you can pick up and go outdoors and any camping shop, I think. I don't think I've ever gone into a camping shop and not seen some sort of Tranger related equipment.
Right. So, Andy, do you use any accessories while you're cooking?
What do you mean? Narrow it down for me, like spatulas or fire goggles.
Anything like that. Well, not fire goggles, but like tools for cooking or anything like that.
So there's one thing that I did. So obviously I explained before, for the last couple of years, I've been very much down the Flemish ration pack heater. And what I ended up making was a little stand that folds up. So I got a bit of plaster card and did scored halfway through it so it could flex. And literally that I've got so I can sit it wherever I want without having to use rubbish or anything at all. It's reusable. It doesn't melt. And literally I just stick that to where I want, put my bag on it, and it almost gives like the perfect angle. I've got a little bit of string going towards it, so it can't go any further than what is what I found to be a good cooking angle. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, that's really only the thing that I've tend to use. I always have a lighter. That just stays in my kit anyway, because you never know when you need a lighter. And some windproof matches. Yes,
so on lighters while we're there, I would highly recommend personally the Turbo Flame style of lighter. Mm-hmm. So this is
windproof one.
Basically a wind resistant lighter. The number of times that I've had like a regular lighter, and then you're trying to light something and it's windy, and then the flame's flickering about, or you burn yourself or anything like that. Whereas with the wind resistant ones, you pretty much know exactly where that heat's going to be kind of directed to. So they're not very expensive. They're refillable and everything like that. So yeah, they are pretty robust from that perspective.
I've got one that has two flames pointing into one.
Oh, you've got the twin flame. You can get the electric ones I've seen as well now. Yeah, I don't think they'd be as good for lighting a lot of things necessarily.
No, but... so the main reason that I got mine for was if you're lucky in the UK and you find a small pile of dry sticks and you need to start something, the double flame on a couple of dry sticks, you have got a fire almost straight away. Obviously, personally, I've got one of the old, the classic Striker systems and things like that. I tend not to take on mill sims. I tend just to have a packet of waterproof, windproof matches as a backup. But yeah, like you can pretty much start a fire with anything if you've got like the windproof flame.
We're talking of windproofing. One thing I wanted to mention was you can buy these sort of windshield. Oh, Jesus, this is now easy. Sorry. There you go. You can buy windshields. So this is a little collapsible windshield that I bought off of Amazon. There's a number of different ones on there that you can buy. It's effectively a series of 10 aluminium panels which are hinged together so you can form a circle around your cooking system. So depending on which cooking setup you've got, you have the ability to obviously massively reduce the amount of wind. You do need to be careful with these in terms of not completely sealing the thing that you're cooking on, because if you then want to get in and turn the gas off or anything like that, or kind of deal with that, you kind of have to go in the top where all the hot stuff is. So do watch out for those. Another little tip that I've seen of people, instead of using this sort of setup, which is kind of a rigid system, is almost using a tin foil setup. So you can almost make one out of aluminium foil, kind of get a reasonable length, fold it in half, and then depending on your width of the foil, you kind of get that height of wind reflection. So then you can of create a shape with that, really lightweight and everything like that. That's a little bit more heavier, the kind of the rigid one. So that's quite a useful little tool if you're trying to create a fire. If you look at Paul Messner, he's quite a good one on YouTube. Lance as well. Let me just bring up his YouTube. So youtube.com/@thepunished1. It's on screen now. He's done a really, really good video on cooking systems. So go and give him a little look up. But that's now. Obviously Lance from the show. Just to clarify.
Yeah. Not a random Lance. That is
not a random Lance. That is our Lance.
Top not king.
Yeah. So I'll put that back up again at the end of the show, but it's at the Punished One on YouTube. There you go. Right, the last one. I've got a couple of little bits I was going to mention, just in terms of tools. So I bought these little fork and spoon sets from Decathlon. The reason I mention these is that they are coming out again. I've seen them in Decathlon. They're bringing out their camping equipment out of hibernation, ready for the summer. So if you are after a little fork for whatever reason, so always obviously have your racing spoon if you're going to be eating your food pouches and things like that. That's your long-handled spoon. But some events and things that we've been to, we haven't just had rat packs. We've obviously had you know, we've chucked some steaks on a fire or something like that. And quite often I find myself, I've got a knife, but I've got no kind of utensil for eating other than a second knife, which is quite dangerous. So these are the Quetcher brand. They come in a little pouch. I think they're only like £14, something like that, maybe less. So you get a little pouch and then you get the fork and spoon. So they fold up nice and small. They pop out. They lock into place so you can't accidentally kind of collapse them while you're trying to eat. And then you've got your fork and spoon.
What was that?
I mean, in terms of my hand size, which I really appreciate is not necessarily a universal measurement. You know, that's kind of an idea about how big they are. For those that know me, that's my head. So they're quite small. They can collapse down quite small. So, yeah, highly recommend those. I actually bought two sets of those now. Again, I've got one in my car. If I ever need to eat whilst I'm out, you know, especially when you've got kids and stuff like that, you want cutlery or anything like that. It's a bit of a nightmare. So, highly recommend those. Yeah.
One thing that I've started doing is, although I've got my long spoon for the rat packs, I've started, you know, they give you the tear tab. I don't use that anymore. I just get my knife and cut it horizontally. So it gives you a bigger pouch and you never get MRE fingers. Like it's such a good way of doing it. I don't understand. The logic to me is why put those tabs that way? Why not put it that way and just have it like a bigger?
Oh, so you mean you cut it lengthwise? I was thinking you could cut down the whole thing smaller, but I guess lengthwise would work.
We
talked about this, didn't we, on the 24-hour
show? I cut my, it was literally for like a couple of weeks before the 24-hour show. I was like, this makes so much more sense doing it this way. why is this not standard practice anymore? But yeah, it is a good way of doing it.
Yeah. Just in terms of lighters, this is definitely one of the coolest lighters I own. It doesn't come with the Cladopine label, but you get a lighter, as a wind resistant lighter in a grenade. If anyone's interested in that as a link, then let me know and I'll send it to you.
Not that, we'll send you the link.
Yes, I won't send you my actual one. The only other thing I wanted to mention is my little wind blower. This is just my extendable pocket bellows. So I know there are ways of lighting fires without getting your face right up against it. I understand that. And you don't definitely need one of these. I like having one, so nobody shout at me in the comments. It's literally little pocket bellows. It's just an extendable tube. If you're in an environment that doesn't require sound discipline at all, if you get the little flex tail pump and you attach that to this, then basically what you've got is a ridiculous furnace system that you can pretty much keep anything alight very quickly.
Didn't we find out that a BB does not, you can't fire a BB out of it?
BB out of it. We did try that. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not suitable for that. But yeah, just going to some of the comments. I know that there's a lot of people talking about AeroPress. And sort of various sort of coffee systems. And I apologize. I don't have anything like that because I don't drink coffee myself. I'm a tea man. So I've got my tea bags and stuff like that.
And I don't drink hot drinks.
You don't drink hot drinks at all. So we're not, unfortunately, ones to comment on those, but
Lance probably
says that's why I use AeroPress, makes really fresh coffee.
AeroPress seems to be the one that I hear a lot. Like AeroPress seems to be the one. So if you are a coffee drinker, obviously Michael or myself can't recommend it, but personally, it's the one name that keeps coming up. You hear a couple of others now and again, but AeroPress seems to be the one.
Harry says, I've used the coffee press for the jet boil. The mess versus use is not very good, so got a separate coffee pot. There you go. That's something that you probably steer clear from. Mm-hmm. Kenny says you can get a folding drip filter holder, Harry. There's a lot of love for the AeroPress. Ryan says, can't beat an AeroPress. Rage agrees. Rich has a loose leaf tea thermal mug.
Well, there you go. Maybe you should get one of them.
What's coffee bags? Ryan's recommending those. Mm-hmm. We're using those this weekend. and I'll come back to what Pegasus says in a second in terms of his recommendation. but yeah, you know, if you've got any little bits of kit or anything like that that you would recommend, whack it in the chat. We can kind of just highlight those before the end of the show. Or if there's any cooking systems that we've missed. I know that there is a Kelly kettle. I'm very aware of the Kelly kettle. Yeah, I don't own one myself, so I can't talk about it from my experiences. But I've heard a lot of raving reviews, mostly from Rich, to be fair. Rich McRae, about the Kelly kettle. Every time there's a chat group that he's in, that cooking systems get mentioned, the Kelly kettle comes up. So I know that he likes a Kelly kettle. So yeah, there was a few comments.
Oh, a few comments, didn't we?
Those. Rach says, talking about putting too much fuel in a Trangia.
Trangia!
Because you put too much fuel in, you need to light them and then give them a minute or so, and then you start cooking. The thing with Trangia is that they work with pretty much any flammable liquid.
Oh, right. There you go.
Landnav Challenge says, that's pretty much my setup, but the burner is homemade. The wool inside is fire-resistant roof insulation. That's the Catty's one at the time. So there you go.
Oh, I've got a load of that in my roof.
Just put the fuel in your roof, Andy, and then you've got
central heating.
That must be some sort of fine dining experience. Rich says, one advantage with the Trangia is that outdoor air temperature doesn't really impact performance, unlike gas. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, as I said at the beginning, gas canisters, and you'll find this if you've got gas pistol mags and stuff like that as well. They can very much be affected by the cold. The way that these systems work is it's obviously filled with a liquid that slowly evaporates. I'll say slowly evaporates. It evaporates. It's under pressure in the can, so it evaporates. And then that's the gas that comes out. Any gas, liquids and stuff like that of these sorts of natures are very susceptible to the cold from that front. I was going to mention something else, then I've completely forgotten what it was.
I like it when your brain fails. You can see it. It happens in an instant. It's like, oh, yeah.
I'm sure it'll come back to me. We'll come back to them. It's going to annoy me now. Harry says that mess tin would be launched on inspection. It's not that bad. I've seen worse. Rich says, watch the vapors from the flameless ration heaters. They are not good
for you. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, they're not. Because I think it's magnesium, water. Isn't it?
Don't drink the water.
Oh, yeah, don't drink the water. That's printed on all of it. Do not. Water is not for consumption after use. No, there is an off rancid smell to it. Because I think it's magnesium, isn't it?
I don't know. It's probably
a magnesium compound.
It's all the stuff that the Victorians used to eat. It's all in a bag, and then they just put water on it. It's the sort of stuff they used to give you to like cure the common cold. Like, drink some of this magnesium and cesium, it'll be fine.
And this lead. Chew lead for 5 days, you'll be fine.
You won't have a cold anymore, to be fair.
Yeah.
Rich said the MSR Whisper Light is brilliant. It can use white fuel, petrol, etc. I've not heard of that one. I will. That's interesting. Pegasus, right. I think you guys are forgetting the most important cooking supply. Bring John. John, for those that have ever frequented probably most of the NOFO events, to be fair, or the Empire events, or just you'll know if John's veggie. John is a barbecue aficionado. He loves cooking. He always professes that he doesn't, but you know, secretly, he's actually really enjoying himself. Big shout out to John, who's always great. And Ryan says as well, John, the full field kitchen. I eat better at a NOFO experience than in the army. So there you go. Catering chafing fuel is great, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Never used it myself.
I use that myself, so I don't know. But...
No.
Ryan says, I'll never go on exercise without the AeroPress.
Or his poop chair.
Stephen said, Lion's coffee bags are great. Daz uses the DeLonghi. Not heard of DeLonghi.
I've heard of the company, but...
Yeah, you...
Is something happening in the background on your computer? Because you've started freezing again.
No. But my connection apparently is fairly good. So,
Oh, right.
There you go. I've plugged it in. The cable was plugged in right from the beginning, so... yeah, I can't
maybe the cable just gets hot.
I need a new computer. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. That's pretty much it on cooking systems, to be fair. I don't think there's anything left out there that we can talk about.
No, I don't think so. Rage has said the DeLonghi coffee machine, Mike.
Ah, right, okay, cool. Sorry, so, I don't know.
One of the home ones.
I don't drink coffee, so it's not my cup of tea, as they say.
I can see Rage's house. He's got one of the ones that you see in Starbucks, where they have all the levers and stuff.
Rage just goes home and puts on like a full barista outfit. And he's
like, yeah, I'm going to make a coffee.
Just shouting, do you want a grande or a venti?
Yeah.
So. Oh, right. I think we've come to a natural conclusion on cooking systems, to be honest with you. Be very interested to find out. This is probably slightly genuinely has.
Yeah. I knew you would, Rachel. I'm glad you didn't disappoint me on that one.
Pegasus, I have a whole load of Cat 6 cable. Do you need me to make you a new internet cable? It is Cat 6 already. It's just the computer is awful, basically. We need new
You need to stop letting Anna on it.
Yeah, I know. When one's at home, it's the DeLonghi mic. Ryan says with Lance's wagon, you can have an air fryer. Yeah, I mean, I know we're starting to take the piss now. I've never seen people use an air fryer or a microwave out in the field.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. They were using, you know, when we were at, where was it? I think it was one of Defiant events, and one of the lads down, Red Tide 1 with the lads down in the shooting range. They literally, I swear to God, it was an oven, and they literally just put it on the table and they opened it up and they put something in it and shut it. And then went out on patrol and came back and took out food.
Right.
I have no idea if it was a microwave or an oven, but they proper went for it. Yeah.
Classic best of Milton experience.
Yeah. And you could tell because someone had sprayed it green over the top of the white, over the white paint. And because obviously it had just been sprayed, it was starting to peel off in sections where it got hot.
Yeah, that's quirky. I mean, I must profess, I have wanted to go to events which are. It's always struck me as obviously you rock up to a Milsim event or anything like that, and you obviously bring in your own food because it's your own creature comforts and everything like that. But it would be quite cool to kind of rock up, and you've got like the catering team are, you know, they're there like if you need to get some scram down, you know, there's like, you know, food times and stuff like that, and they're like, right, yeah, we're making up the soup or whatever. I don't know. It's just something like proper. I guess that's the real Milsim experience, isn't it? It's like you're sitting there eating food all together and stuff like that. I just thought that'd be quirky. And then it's like someone shouts stand to and you're like, oh shit. And you're just like, ah. Come on. Rage says RTL RT1 has a Jackery power station and a coffee machine. Nice.
Wow. Yep.
Harry says, what about fire pits, portable smokers, etc., i.e. for a fixed weekend location rather than rapid cooking systems? So we've taken barbecues.
We've taken barbecues.
I mean, not a fire pit per se. We kind of form a fire pit and then you can cook off of that. You can get like little folding grills and things that are quite cool.
The one thing that I quite like is, you know, the mess tins that you got, the ones that fit inside each other, or the US ones. What you can do is if you put them the other way around, you can actually put your food in and then just shove it in a fire. and it heats it up really quickly because obviously it's trapping all the heat in there and everything. And like that's a good way of doing something quickly while having a. I do think, I know it sounds silly, but if I've gone to a meal sim, I've got eating is a quick luxury that I can, so I don't die halfway through the event. to be honest, like I was saying to Mike literally a couple of days ago, if I get focused on something, I tend not to eat. And people need to say, Andrew, you need to stop and eat something. So for me, sitting down and have something is I've paid to, I can eat if I wanted to. I could go and sit in the back garden and eat an MRE or something. I've come for more the airsoft side of things. So having something quick to eat and then getting back out to do the patrol or go on stag or whatever, I think adds to the experience. So for me, having a slow cook system, yeah, it would be nice, but then you are losing someone to basically keep an eye on it. That would be my personal opinion, but I wouldn't. I if I was up for
and depends on the role, doesn't it? If you're not, if you're not running, if you're there as sort of civ pop or you're up for, but kind of more of a civilian,
more relaxed,
You know, you've got the capability and the time to do that. That can actually add to the atmosphere a little bit. You know, you've got a little community barbecue going on in the corner, like you've got people patrolling around, feeling very jealous about other people sitting there eating food. I remember at Op Machiavellian. The first one where we could hear the fire that Rage had in the police station with Mike and Paul and that, and it, like it was quite obvious, not gonna lie, sort of sitting there in the going, oh, that sounds warm. I mean, you know, the slower cook systems, there's nothing wrong with those at all. From the perspective of obviously carrying around in the field, they're less practical from the point of it's quite a bulky system. Fire pits, you know, that's obviously not bulky. You can form a fire pit. You can get everything from a tiny little campfire to a big elaborate sort of stone encircled pit with all sorts of weird and wonderful features if you'd like to. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's horses for courses almost on that front. I mean, if you're going to go to an event and it's something like Octo, which is kind of an 8-hour game, and then you stop in the evening, then you're probably going to want something more like an actual barbecue fire pit type thing. But you're not going to be at Op Mac one. Could you smell the kebabs? I couldn't smell the kebabs, but it definitely, I know that, I think it's even written in the briefing notes that we had that we were writing out. It's like, you know, whatever time of day it was, hear a fire. That sounds warm. I'm pretty sure that was in the notes. But yeah, in terms of cooking systems, if you're going to go to an event where you are a lot more static, then something like that makes sense if you've got the time to do so. But for the most part, I would probably suggest that, depending on the event, if you're going to be going Blue Four or anything like that, you're probably not going to have that kind of same level of downtime. But it doesn't stop you from having things like sausages and stuff like that if you want to go down that route, or you know, having like a little mini barbecue or something.
Just at the end of the day, you're there to enjoy your weekend. You sitting there enjoying a hot dog is you enjoying your weekend, then by all means do it. But then obviously understand that other people may be waiting for you to finish eating as well. So just bearing that in mind. Now, Richard's come up with a good one. He says, what about snacks, like beef jerky, etc.?
So I was going to cover food because we'll talk about food as a separate episode. Obviously, this is cooking systems. Today. I don't want to kind of blur
the lines.
We've
been shot down, Richard. We've been shot down.
I don't want to blur the lines.
I love beef jerky. I love food. We all love food. Maybe we can do that next week.
But we will do food as a separate thing. We're going to set ourselves a little challenge again. We've done a few of these before, so if you want to have a little rollback through some of the archived episodes where we've made ration packs for like less than a fiver or something like that.
No, I think the last one was £10 maximum. I think the next one that we were talking about was to build one for under a fiver.
Yeah.
Because £10.
Build one for 50p. Oh,
yeah. Grass. No, because I think we worked it out as last time you can pick up a British Army ration pack for roughly about 10 quid. So that was what we decided on to be our maximum. But I think next time, I think we're going to set it a little bit lower. Including the
cook
system.
There is a line. We can't go too low.
Like, yeah. £3.
Maybe we could do the expensive ration pack. That'd be quirky, wouldn't it? What could you get for a £50 ration pack? Yeah.
I spent £1,000 and I have
caviar.
Yeah, I spent £1,000 and I have Jeeves who will feed me grapes.
Just going to eat Jeeves.
Jeeves, your arm.
Oh, blimey. Right. So.
Hang on. Get some Korean rations. I am trying. I really want to try some. Because the Chinese ones that I managed to get hold of, oh my God, I've got 4 packs of that ready to be eaten.
Andy is a firm advocate of the Chinese ration pack.
The Chinese ones, right?
Still, having even seen and tried a bit, but I don't know.
The
Don't buy the ex police, whatever ones I had, Polish police force. They don't survive well.
But that came with its own ration heater as well. And it was like a weird. It was almost like a sponge. And I'll tell you what, that thing heated up in minutes, didn't it? That thing was going. Like, yeah. I was proper impressed with that. If you haven't seen it, have a look at our 24-hour show, because that was, that was proper nice, that was.
Yeah. Rich said he can get some Polish rations. If you can get it, because the police ones were not good. If you can get some of the military ones, I'd be interested in that, Rich. That'd be good. Harry says, I think you should do a Ready, Steady, Cook episode. Not only show it for a fiver, but cook it and eat it too. There is apparently the challenge of eating a whole British Army ration pack in an hour or something.
I don't see how that's hard.
I'm pretty certain there was some sort of ration pack challenge. It's going to be the sort of thing that we learn and then it's a nightmare.
Yeah. I'll have a look at that.
Didn't we'll Mike some... eat the mystery meat? No, I didn't eat the mystery meat.
No, because when he opened the mystery
green
meat,
mold on it.
Yeah, when he opened the mystery's meat, there was a mystery meat smell as well that came with it for free.
It was the furriness that was the problem.
Yeah.
Right. Ryan says, you know, when Andy is being told off when he's been called Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. uses that a lot.
Rich says £100 rations, Fortnum and Mason's hamper. That's not a
yes,
bad idea.
That is.
Right. I think that's pretty much the end. Ray says you should have got Zulu to talk about his little stove project.
Ooh.
Which I feel like is what he was talking about, his little homemade.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
But if it's not, Zulu, let us know. James C says, something I've discovered recently is the pill bottle stove. It uses pizza oven bricks soaked in methylated spirits. They're cut down and fit into a small bottle container with meth spirits in. Sounds interesting. I've not come across that. I'll have to look that one up. Does it work well, James? I don't know if you're still in the chat. I apologize. I know you sent that through an hour ago, hour and 20 minutes ago. But let us know. It'd be interesting to know.
Interesting.
Right. I think that's everything. Daz says the enemy, the Nofo Milsom experience, is on his birthday.
Oh, perfect. Come along.
Yeah.
Spend your birthday with idiots.
Ryan says at Rift, Lance did us a full steak meal off the wagon.
Yeah, that was banging. And that was after we went and had all those burgers from...
He's going to put a pick in. I'll tell you what, Landav, or Patrick even, put it on the, you can put it on the groups and communities on the forum on our website, which if you are not aware of, we have our website, novemberfoxtrot.co.uk. It has groups, forums. It has a search function now, which is particularly exciting.
Yeah.
There's various blogs and articles that we're producing put up there as well. The next
we're trying to take on Facebook.
Progress. Yeah. Yeah. Call me Zuckerberg.
There's
a few articles and things on there as well.
Yeah, we're just sick of Facebook and Instagram going, oh, you can't show that picture because it's a weapon or stuff like that. So we have set up our own sort of forum area. So if you wanted to show your weapons and things like that, you don't need to worry about it because it's us that control it. You could put any picture you like on there, your bum.
It's terms and conditions. Read the terms and conditions.
I don't care because I'm one of the admins, so I'll approve it.
I have master control. Rich says the Rat Pack challenge is hard work. You drink far too many energy drinks. I can imagine that's a killer. You're just sitting there buzzing for like the next 3 days. Harry says, I've seen a video on using a tin of tuna in oil as a burner to heat a pot. Then you eat the hot tuna as well.
I don't really like tuna.
Stephen says, hobo cookery.
Hobo cookery.
Right, we're coming to that in a time of the day. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on our email at nofochat@hotmail.com. Our Instagram is @november_foxtrot_nofo, and the website is novemberfoxtrot.co.uk. Next week, we're going to be talking about typical duties at events. So we're going to be doing an episode on stag duty and patrol disciplines and the like.
As well as a bit of a debrief.
Of course. We're having our debrief on our event.
Yes, that as well.
Yes, good. We do that. Shout out to those going to the Defiant event as well this weekend.
Yes, have fun.
It should be wicked. And for those going to the Longmore one next weekend, I am very jealous. And that's where I will leave it.
Obviously, if you like the show and you've enjoyed us talking about how to cook food with systems, please give us a like on those like buttons. It just helps us break the algorithm and reach more people.
I'll tell you what, actually, if you are classing yourself as a loyal fan and have Facebook, which I appreciate Rage doesn't, Andy's
you
been
can still like
very
on
diligent.
What's that?
Yeah, but you've been very diligent over the last few weeks in terms of putting things on like UK Airsoft community and stuff like that. Jump over on there and just be like, oh, Nofo is amazing. I love it. Yeah. or just some quirky comments. It'll just be funny to read what pops up on there.
Yeah.
We'll do that next week.
And
as
still,
well.
If you're new to us, give us a review. Choose an accent that Mike can read it out in, and he will read it out for you. I'm waiting for a Slovenian, personally. Just so he has to research. Yeah.
That's just generic Eastern European for me. That's all that's going to be.
But yeah, obviously, if you are new, then please give us a review on Facebook or where else can they leave reviews? You can't leave it on YouTube.
I think you do other Spotify places now.
Spotify,
iTunes, anything like that. Just let me know. I'll put it on there. Then no worries. I don't have Rage. The Nofo event goes well, guys. I'm at Defiant, or you know, I would have come along. Not a problem, bud.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine.
It's just awkward that the events have clashed annoyingly.
It's just one of those things. Because
no
we're gutted.
Defiant.
Yeah. No, we're gutted. We can't go to this.
Rich is the same, so that's fine. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, big shout out.
Well, we hope you have fun, guys. Yeah.
Excellent event. It's going to be fun. But also,
yeah, let us know how it went.
Let
us know how it went.
Because we've got clozapine. Cool. Right. In the meantime, we will see you next week, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Andy, do you want to have the closing words on cooking systems?
On cooking systems, make sure that you cook your meat well.
We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.
See you later.
See you later.